Brett Hellner back here on WBAL and WBAL.com with Jameson Hensley from ESPN. And Jameson, a couple more Steelers notes I want to get to because they've been kind of moving around a lot of parts with all their injuries. But Jonathan Dwyer, you reported yesterday, will be their starting running back against Baltimore. Kind of an interesting decision when you consider the success that Mendenhall and Redmond have had.
Yeah, and the thing is, Jonathan Dwyer has been the most consistent guy. I'm not saying he's the most talented guy on the roster, but he's the most consistent running back that they've had. And Rashard Mendenhall, he's the guy that's led the team in rushing the past three seasons. He's been bothered by an Achilles injury. He didn't start the first couple of games because he was coming off a knee injury from last season. He just doesn't seem healthy enough right now. And he fumbled twice on four carries against the Browns. So he really kind of worked himself out of the starting lineup there. And then you have Isaac Redman, who is a tough runner, but he doesn't really have the speed to really break long runs. And so it really is Jonathan Dwyer by default right now. And this is a guy that's, you know, he has shown promise in the past, and this year when he has started, he started two games, he's delivered two 100-yard games. So that's a pretty good percentage right there. But still, in a division where you have Ray Rice, Trent Richardson, and even a Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, this is a weak spot for the Steelers. And right now they're going with Jonathan Dwyer, but to say, you know, he probably will finish the season as the starter, but to say he's the guy going forward is the guy for the future, I don't know if you would say that. I think this is an area that the Steelers are going to have to address in the draft, whether it's in the first or second round.
And, Jameson, it is interesting at right tackle right now, Mike Adams, who was beaten soundly on several occasions by Paul Kruger a couple of weeks ago at Heinz Field. Now he's banged up. Who's his replacement?
Yeah, that's another good question, Brett, because Mike Tomlin says it's going to be a seventh-round rookie, Kelvin Beachum, from SMU. So Mike Adams was their second-round pick. I'm not sure how well a seventh-round pick is going to hold up against Paul Kruger if a second-rounder couldn't do very well. I still think there's a possibility that their first-round pick, David DeCastro, could be making his NFL debut starting at right guard. He was also, kind of like Ray Lewis, on that injured reserve designated to return. So he could start at right guard, and that would move the right guard, Ramon Foster, to right tackle. But there's just a lot of things going on that offensive line because of injuries for the Steelers. Their left guard, Willie Colon, he has a knee injury right now. He did not play one snap against the Browns, and he didn't practice today. So there could be a chance that just 2 weeks removed from playing the Ravens, the Steelers could have three guys in their starting lineup playing different positions than they did just a few weeks ago.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. Jameson Hensley from ESPN.com with us here. Jameson, the Bengals are hot. We talked about this a few weeks ago. I said it several times that you could write their 2012 obituary, I guess. I guess they've come back to life here. They're at San Diego on Sunday, very much in the postseason race. What are they doing differently now that they weren't doing a month ago?
Yeah, I mean, it's really two things offensively. It's that Andy Dalton isn't throwing interceptions. I mean, he threw an interception in the first eight games. It was almost tied a team record. Over the past three games that they've won, nine touchdowns, zero interceptions. So he's been more efficient. And the running game has come alive. Ben Jarvis Green Ellis now, back-to-back games, first time in his career, back-to-back games, 100 yards rushing. And you can say, wow, Ben Jarvis, you know, he's really getting into the flow of the offense. Well, it really is the offensive line. This is an amazing stat that really comes from the stat people over at ESPN. I have to give them credit. Against the Raiders, Ben Jarvis Green Ellis had 96 yards before even getting touched. So he almost had 100 yards before even getting touched by the Raiders. That just shows the offensive line are just creating huge holes for him. Those two reasons are why now I think the Bengals are looking more like a playoff team than the Steelers.
That might also be a major, major indictment of the worst team in the NFL right now, probably the Oakland Raiders.
I would agree with you there.
They are pitiful. They are absolutely pitiful to watch. So this thing boils down. It's very interesting. You have the Steelers coming to Baltimore. Baltimore can wrap up the postseason by beating the Steelers, which is always nice for the Ravens and their fans. And they can win the AFC North outright on Sunday with 4 weeks left to go on December 2nd. If they beat Pittsburgh and the Bengals lose at San Diego, you don't know what kind of Chargers team you're going to get. They're basically all but done this year. But really, just to have a chance to clinch and wrap things up on December 2nd, that tells me everything you need to know about the Ravens season. Fans can nitpick, they can criticize, and all that's fair game. It's still a 9-2 team, the best start, equaling the best start in club history.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the thing. People can talk about how they've – I mean, one of the big kind of sticky points is how the Ravens just dominated home and just look awful on the road. Well, now they're 4-2 on the road. So
third best record in the league. Third best record in the league.
Yeah, so, I mean, what I like about the Ravens is that even when they're not on top of their game, they find a ways to win. And that really shows the good teams, because the bad teams – when they're not playing at the top of their game, they're going to lose by 14, you know, maybe even 3 touchdowns. So I think that says a lot about the Ravens, that they find ways to win. And now they're in the spot where, they could clinch the division, they could clinch a playoff berth, but they still have a lot to play for in these final few weeks. I think the game against Denver on December 16th here in M&T Bank Stadium, I think that could decide who gets the number 2 seed, gets a first round bye in the playoffs. So they might have things clinched up in certain areas, but I think that they're for the final few, you know, this month of the December, the Ravens still have a lot to play for.
John Harbaugh right now, an absolutely ridiculous 53-22 as an NFL head coach. Jameson Hensley from ESPN.com. JMO, I will see you on Sunday.
Sounds good, Brett. Thank you.
That's Jameson Hensley. We're back with more next here on WBAL.